Mr. Fackler, John Fackler, we're going to go to you with story number six. Mr. Fackler, I'll read you the headline, I'll read you the first couple graphs, and I want you to comment. Now, one of the things we've been discussing this podcast is about the condo associations, the corruption, the alleged corruption, kickbacks, a variety of different things. So that's sort of the setting. So let me read the headline, first couple graphs of this story coming out of the Miami Herald. Headline, contractors got paid $135,000 to remodel a Miami home. They did only the demolition, cops say. So this is just not a condo problem we're dealing with. This also potentially is a single family house problem we're dealing with in terms of the alleged corruption. Here we go, Mr. Fackler. A Durell contracting couple who got half their $270,000 up front for a Miami home renovation disappeared after doing only the demolition part of the job, Miami police said. Then again, checking Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation online records shows that neither Luis Arvelo Turan nor Maria Rosella Solorzano were qualified to finish the job they started. They weren't even qualified to start the job.
Yep.
Among Arvelo Turan's and Rosella Solorzano and their company, Luma Solutions, there isn't one general contractor's license. Arvelo Turan, 34, and Rosella Solorzano, 33, were arrested together Tuesday at Party City store in Durrell. Separately, each has been charged with grand theft by a contractor, organized fraud over $50,000, and a misdemeanor for contracting without a license. Bond was set at $30,500 each. State records say that Rosella Solorzano and Arvelo Turan registered Luma Solutions with the state on October 22nd, 2020. Mr. Fackler, is this a one-off where some contractor basically is running a hustle? Is the corruption only in condo associations like we've been discussing? It just feels par for the course because prices have gone up and we've had so many people relocate here from places like California and New York because of the pandemic. What say you, Mr. Fackler? And you used to write about white collar crime. So why don't you give us your take?
Well, we also in the podcast previously talked about this very issue. This is not new news. It's actually fairly common. We talk about doing due diligence. If you're a homeowner,
yes.
I mean, it's very simple to check to see who's got a license and who doesn't. Like you said, you can go through the state, you can go through miamidade.gov. They've got a list of everybody who's all the general contractors who are licensed. I don't understand why this homeowner did not check to see who they were.
Yes.
I mean, it'd been very, very simple to do. I mean, it got me wondering because, you know, they didn't interview the homeowner in the story. And I'm just wondering, you know, what is this really all about?
Exactly.
I mean, listen, I could have gone in there myself. Would they pay $100 change to just do demolition? This was a complete renovation and an addition. That's how much money this guy was putting into it. $270,000. I mean, going on. But you could, you know, give me a sledgehammer. I'll go in there. I'm talented. I'll knock that place apart for a couple of grand. You know, I don't have a license. I mean, I don't get what's going on here. Is it possible that this guy could not, and I'm not accusing anybody of this.
Yeah, everything is alleged because the gentleman was arrested.
It's alleged.
Trial yet, as well as
right, exactly. But, you know, is it possible the guy couldn't pull the permits or didn't want to pull the permits, and this is a workaround? He figured the guy didn't have a license. Maybe he knew he didn't have a license, and maybe this is his workaround to get the work done. We've done stories in the past with, you know, there was some renovation of a patio or some stupid. This is a complete house. I mean, how is that this guy did not check to see that
Mr.
this guy...
Fackler, Mr. Fackler, if I can interrupt. So the job was $270,000. Okay, it was demolition. It was complete rehab.
Right.
Half the money was put up front. Basically, right. A contractor will say, give me half up front. I got to buy materials, blah, blah, blah,
exactly.
blah, blah. What would you recommend to anybody who maybe is watching this podcast, maybe they have their own property, they're thinking about doing renovation? When you've done work in the past, you pay everybody half up front, or have you determined something through the years? And have you ever had an experience like that, Mr. Fackler?
I've never personally had an experience like that, so I wouldn't know. But I'm just saying, first, do your due diligence. Make sure the guy's licensed. As far as the negotiation up front, I'm not really sure. I mean, if that's commonplace, perhaps it is. So I don't know really, you know.
It's Miami.
To tell you on that.
It's Miami. You have to, like, your due diligence has to be like, I'm so agreeing with your job. Like, everything you said was on point. Like, this is Miami. Like, we already know what this is. So, like, it's kind of on, I mean, whatever. Like, obviously, I feel kind of bad-ish. But, I mean, like, you've got to look this shit up yourself. That's why I think there's something shady going on. And it's Miami.
Yeah.
So, again, there's always something shady going on.
There's also another possibility. And again, they didn't put the age of the gentleman who was the homeowner, but it's possible, you know, he's a boomer like me. We're more trusting, you know, we're more, you know, somebody, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
John, you might be a boomer, but you also, just as you said in your own words, you also know that if you're going to shell out any money to have anybody work on anywhere you live, you're going to damn well right know that it's a general contractor. Like, you're going to look up their license, because that way they're covered. Like, you're covered. If you just got, you know, wackadoodlebros.com, you know, and they're going to come over with like,
And supposedly that the demolition was so extensive that it's uninhabitable as it stands. So this guy is.
And guess who's getting kickbacks from this? Like, who do you think's getting kickbacks from that? I mean, it's exhausting, but you have to do it. You have to look it up. Yeah.
Great insight, Donna. Great insight, Mr. Becker. John, let me ask you a question before we wrap up this podcast. There's a lot of construction that goes on in Miami. You used to write about banking. And when a bank gives a construction loan for a tower to go up, they typically put out disbursements of money based on when you hit certain threshold or milestones. You have any understanding about how that money is typically paid out? Typically, there's a little bit to get started, and then once you do this, we give you more money. Could you sort of lay it out for the audience? Typically, the way it works in the banking world?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, it's commonplace in residential construction, single family home construction. It's called a schedule of draws, and basically, every time something gets done, then they get paid. So, you know, you're not putting all the money out all at once. You're putting out, you know, small amounts of money for everything that gets done all along the way. That way it ensures that the contractor is fulfilling his obligation.
Smart.
And you're paying him as he goes along, and you're not paying it all at once and then they run away. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the schedule of draws is really important, especially on a bigger project. $270,000. I mean, you know, you could pay like, you know, 10 grand up front for him to get started. Once he gets that done, then you pay another 20 grand and then another 20 grand, you know, progressively as things get done. And then that way you're not out $250,000 if the guy like screws up or runs away with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And that's for like small projects or giant condo towers. I mean, it's the same principle. I mean, in banking, the banks would never give you $100 million loan like all at once.
Fantastic.
They know better than to do that, you know.
Great insight.